Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Day Player on 720 WGN. A virtual Emmy Awards like we will see this Sunday doesn't mean that we'll stop predicting who will win. Yeah, TV's biggest night won't look anything like it did in years past. No red carpet, no big theater, maybe no designer gowns, maybe no tuxedos. Well, maybe there's some drinking going on, I'm thinking, behind the scenes. But one thing will remain unchanged. The best and brightest in the industry will honor what they consider the best TV shows of the year. A TV critic, Allison Shoemaker, she writes for the AV Club and Consequence of Sound. She joins us live on the Team Hochberg phone line with some predictions. Hey, Allison.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thanks. I'm not sure that's true, but I'm doing.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, I saw on your, first time we're talking, I saw your bio that you like TV and bourbon and you're a woman after my own heart. I'm just telling you right now, that's fantastic.
Well, it's hard to not like both those things.
That's right. Well, this was probably the most unusual TV season yet, wouldn't you say?
I mean, next year is going to be even more unusual, I think, given the things that are coming out now, the kinds of shows that are being created, and the adjustments that Hollywood is having to make to meet the current moment. But even before everything happened, it was a really interesting year in TV and a really interesting year for the Emmys.
Well, and they're churning out things that they can do fast. Reality shows, game shows, they're moving pretty quickly. But this Sunday, Jimmy Kimmel's the host. He'll be hosting live from the Staples Center with a minimal crew, just him and a crew. 125 live streams across 20 cities, including London, Toronto, Tel Aviv, using laptops, cameras, ring lights, microphones. Now, think about it. I get on Zoom calls with six people and it starts to break up. I cannot imagine what this is going to look like on Sunday night. I don't envy the producer or director of the show whatsoever.
Me neither. The producers have been pretty open about saying that they expect things to go wrong. They're wanting that to be acknowledged and expected and to sort of be part of the event. So hopefully they will be ready for the many, many things that will certainly go wrong. But it probably will be boring.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start off with two big categories here, comedy and drama. No one traditional network show was nominated, and I think that's been an ongoing thing these last couple of years. But we bumped into with a theme for Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO, but there's a lot of great shows in this lineup.
Yes, the comedy lineup is really great. As always, there are things that one could wish were included, but I was especially glad to see FX is terrific, What We Do in the Shadows included, as well as Schitt's Creek, which seems to be finally having a big moment right as it is going off the air. So lots of nominations for that one, and I think it's got a real chance at winning.
That's a show, and I felt like it was a very underground show that only myself and a few friends were watching in the very beginning. We'd call each other. It's one of those shows that in this day and age, you would find those small groups and have those water cooler moments talking about each episode. And I'm thrilled that it's finally getting some recognition. But as you said, Curb, Dead to Me, The Good Place, Insecure on HBO, The Comiskey Method, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Schitt's Creek, What We Do in the Shadows. I kind of feel like Schitt's Creek deserves it this time, don't you?
I think so, too. I mean, there are some great shows in this lineup. I would love to see Insecure win some things. The Good Place is a great favorite of mine, and I hope that it picks up something along the way here. I think it's got a shot in a couple of categories. But it feels like Schitt's Creek's year to lose, I guess. I'm really hoping they walk away with it.
By the way, if you want to jump into the conversation, 312-981-7200. Favorite TV show, what you're watching right now, who you hope wins the Emmy. While we're on comedy, let's talk about best actor and actress. Lead actor in a comedy series, Anthony Anderson from Blackish, Don Cheadle from Black Monday, Ted Danson, The Good Place, which also ended its series season, Michael Douglas from The Comiskey Method, Eugene Levy from Schitt's Creek, Ramzi Yousaf from Ramey. Where do you think this is heading?
I feel like this one's kind of a toss-up. I think Eugene Levy has got a decent chance to pull out a win here. I think that'll depend on how much energy and how much love she has as a whole. But Don Cheadle is terrific on Black Monday and is an actor's actor that people really love to celebrate. The first season of Rami was terrific, and Rami Youssef, its creator and star, is very good in it. I'm sort of hoping for a win for Ted Danson, who's really remarkable on The Good Place and who is a key part of the success of this really wonderful final season. But really, it could go anyway. If I had to put money on it, I would probably say Ted Danson, but who knows?
Ted Danson, lead actress in a comedy series, Christina Applegate from Dead to Me, Rachel Brosnahan from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Linda Cardellini from Dead to Me, Catherine O'Hara from Schitt's Creek, I just love her in that show, Issa Rae from Insecure, and Tracy Ellis Ross from Blackish. There's a couple in here I could say could rise to the top pretty quickly.
If Catherine O'Hara doesn't win this one, I will be gratefully shocked. That's my terrible Maury Rose impression. She's just so wonderful and is such a lovely presence and has had a really great award season. So that's if I was going to pick one thing that Schitt's Creek would win for sure, it would be this category.
Since you're a TV critic and you're watching these shows all the time, like what, you know, especially during the pandemic in the last 6 months, when you're a little bit more obviously sitting at home, especially when we were sequestered at home, like what comedies did you really, really look forward to watching this past year?
Well, the thing that was the greatest balm for me was actually old episodes of Murder, She Wrote, which is not a comedy, but it is very funny.
Wow.
There's something about it I found very comforting. But I really love The Good Place. I mentioned What We Do in the Shadows before, but the second season of What We Do in the Shadows was even better than the first, and it was so absurd and wonderful in this really weird year. And then Schitt's Creek, obviously, is just lovely. So those three I sort of gravitate towards. There are others, though. Some great sketch shows. I Think You Should Leave on Netflix is amazing. Lots of great comedies out there at the moment.
You mentioned a couple comfort food things that you did and watched while you were at home. I think ours... My son's starting architecture, so he just started watching Mad Men because he loves that 60s look of all the offices and the homes and all that stuff. So we've been watching that again. And I guess the other throwback was The Waltons. And I don't know how we stumbled upon it on the Hallmark Channel or something. And, my 8-year-old's like, why are they all staring at the radio? Why are they all excited because they got a phone? Like, I don't understand this. It's just a different time where... You know, we're all kind of stuck in the house with nothing to do. Isn't that sound familiar?
Yeah, it definitely does. Watching Jessica Fletcher of Murder, She Wrote pound away at her typewriter and just try to stay sane, I really connected with that.
Absolutely. We're talking about Sunday's virtual Emmys with TV critic Allison Shoemaker. And we'll talk drama and more after the news next. All right, they meant after the Dave Plyer show is the John Williams replay on 720 WGN. It's Dave Plyer here, and we're talking about Sunday's virtual Emmys. That's the theme to Ozark, and we're talking to TV critic Allison Shoemaker. We talked a little comedy. Let's talk drama. Better Call Saul on AMC, The Crown on Netflix, Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, Killing Eve on BBC America and AMC, The Mandalorian on Disney+, Ozark on Netflix, Stranger Things on Netflix, Succession on HBO. This is another one that is just going to be a nail biter, I think.
Yeah.
These are all great shows, yeah.
Really great shows. And I think we'll sort of see how much the Emmy voters cotton on to any one series. I think of those, Better Call Saul, which had a couple of notable acting snubs, is probably the one that's the least likely to win. They're coming up on their last season, so they'll have another shot. But my guess would be Succession, which was so buzzy this year and even better in its second season, is going to walk away with the win.
See, and I thought the big snub was The Morning Show. I loved watching The Morning Show on Apple TV, and I'm hoping Jennifer Aniston is a good contender for this lead actress in a drama. Lead actor hoping Jason Bateman. What do you think of him?
Got a good shot. Jason Bateman also directs frequently for Ozark,
yep,
so he's got that going for him. I think that Billy Porter from Pose also is the magnetic performance. He's incredibly charismatic and gives a great speech, so he's got a shot as well. I think you're right that Jennifer Aniston definitely could pull out a win in her category, though. She'll have to tear it from Laura Linney's hands, but she might be able to.
Since we're talking drama, Diane from Elmhurst has a question about a show called called Yellowstone. Diane, you're on 720 WGN. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Dave. Hi, Allison.
What's your question?
Hi. I have a question. Myself and a bunch of other people I know are crazy about Kevin Costner's Yellowstone on the Paramount Network. And if you look at any of the reviews, people are like, it's the best thing they've ever seen on TV. Why is it not nominated for not even one Emmy?
It's a good question. I think some of it comes down to Yellowstone's visibility. The Paramount Network isn't all that prevalent. It's something that you have to sort of seek out. So I think that has a lot to do with it. But they've also just not done a terrific job of promoting it. You know, I really liked the first season, but I couldn't tell you which season they're in now. I know it's season 3, but I had to look that up just because Paramount doesn't seem to do a great job of making sure people know that this really solid show is available.
That's a shame because everyone that I know, it's right up there with like Game of Thrones for you just can't wait for next week. You cancel your plans just to see what's going to happen. That's a shame. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering, but I see what you're saying. Yeah. Paramount is not.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that network until the show. So
promotion helps for sure, right?
It sure does. And Yellowstone is in great company, some of the best TV shows of all time, and certainly of the last 20 years, never won a single Emmy. So we'll see. Maybe next year.
Variety Talk, it's Trevor Noah, Samantha Bee, Jimmy Kimmel, John Oliver, Stephen Colbert. I like the fact that Jimmy Kimmel, when he's on, he actually goes to work and gets dressed up. I can't stand watching Fallon, all these guys sitting in their backyard, sitting in a T-shirt at their desk. Hey, if I got to go to work, you're going to work, pal. If I got to be dressed up for a Zoom, you're going to Zoom. I only have 1 minute left. What do you think about limited series? Because there's some pretty cool things here. Watchmen earned a leading 26 nods, with the other 4 series a combined 27. So, I mean, I got to imagine Watchmen's going to win.
Yeah, if Watchmen doesn't win, it'll be the shock of the night, which is really saying something because all of the shows in this category are pretty great. I think particularly Unbelievable, Netflix's Unbelievable is wonderful. But Watchmen, if Watchmen doesn't win, that will be the shock of the evening. If you want to try to wow people with your predictions, that's the one that's a sure thing.
People haven't seen the show. Tell a little bit about what it's all about.
It's interesting because it's basically a continuation of Watchmen, famous storied graphic novel that then became a movie, which was not so storied, not particularly well received. And it exists in that universe, but is its own self-contained story, starring Regina King as a character who has a persona called Sister Night, and sort of imagines this dystopian future that's also sort of our present and says a lot about race in America and the way that we relate to each other and sort of crimes of our past. It sounds like a bummer, and it sometimes is, but it's also an incredibly good time. It's so much fun. So please give that one a watch. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, we'll find out on Sunday. TV critic Allison Shoemaker. That was a lot of fun. Let's do it again.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Allison. All right. Larry Potash from the WGN Morning News joins us to talk about the 6th season premiere of Backstory next on 720 WGN.